Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
N0TR.
Tom, how are you today?
She's been working me to death, but other than that, I'm okay.
What'd she make you do, operate the remote control by yourself?
Fun.
if she's listening, I know she's smiling.
Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bernice, I hope you're doing well. So, Mr. Tom, how's everything going? I'm on my way home from a reasonably decent day of work, and got a couple stops to make, and then I'm going to go home and hook up my new receive switch.
I don't know about that. You'll have to explain. Done a little radioing lately and worked a few. It's rather sporadic, Bob, from what I've seen on voice or CW, and you know me, most of it's CW. And let me see, W4NGU got his antenna up last night, although he's operating with 100 watts right now. He's in rather a busy place over there, so it was good just to be able to hear him. He's over in Boiling Springs. Yeah, I talked to him a little bit on 80 meters last night. Other than that, we've been out, mostly Bernice, working on the chicken pen, and I've been doing other things outside. Boy, I found the skull of what I assume was probably a copperhead or a timber rattler. Bob, it must be 2.5-3 inches across the top of it.
I get a little staticky here, Tom. I'm going to be going by the way station. But now the receive switch, I put a receive port modification on my 7300. And then I ended up putting another modification on the 7300 that was kind of causing difficulties, we'll just say, with the receive modification. So I removed the receive modification and I bought a DX Engineering receive port switch, the whole all-in-one. That's going to work, make things work a little better for me.
98% of that, I assume that other part you got was for the 7300 also.
Port modification, but I'm really not particularly thrilled the way it worked. It was only a $35 mod, but I'm really not particularly thrilled with the way it worked. You had to unplug stuff to, when you went off of 160 or 40, you had to unplug a jumper, and it was just kind of a pain in the rear end.
For the beverages. Yeah, I bought a speaker, like, I wasn't too bright in doing that, but two different people said it was exceptionally good to have DSP in it, and now I wish I had them, but in some ways, and in another way, I'm glad I got it, because it keeps me from plugging in a quarter-inch connector into the front of my radio and unplugging all the time when I'm doing CW and using the headphone. Now I can just turn the volume down on the speaker and stick the headphones on, and I'm good to go. But that's the only new things I've gotten recently.
Well, I haven't had the need or the really want to spend money on equipment right now. But this was kind of like, well, I just wanted it. You know how it goes. But, well, I was fortunate for Christmas. My wife and all my kids got together and bought me a Pitmaster Pro Series 3 vertical pellet smoker. And boy, let me tell you what, it is the cat's meow. You just set it and forget it. It really does a nice job. Keeps a nice even heat and really does a good job. I'm going to do I did ribs and I did burnt tips, they call them. I did that last weekend. This weekend I'm going to do a brisket.
I hear that somebody wants to grill a cat or something.
Go away, Gabriel. He's making me slobber on my microphone already. Bob is somewhat of a chef. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Just just think the repeater was bad, but suddenly somebody started to talk about cats and grills and vertical smokers, and I was like, well, I like my cat well done. I ain't copy very good there, Station Tom. Nice talking to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're mobile today. Back to you.
Well, same to you and your family, Gabriel. Go ahead, Mr. Bob.
To you, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. Hope you're staying healthy and all that. And Tom, I cooked up on Christmas Day 11 pounds of prime rib. Boy, howdy, I'll tell you what, nobody could move after that.
Went to Amy's house, the daughter's son-in-law's, and that's what she had. And, boy, you can't hardly beat prime rib. But I believe my favorite's the filet mignon, but that prime rib's right up there beside it.
Gabriel, I'm swinging off the freeway here. Go ahead, pick it up.
Bob, likewise, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yeah, you cannot buy, you cannot beat a good rib, especially if you don't smoke well. That's, that will be the way to go. We make some, well, some wagyu steaks and some ranch style beans. And the ribs, I have to wait until next weekend. We eat too much meat lately. that's not very good, I tell you that. Looks like you're mobile, Bob, because you're scratching a little bit.
Oh, and I'm in a, well, I just kind of getting off the edge of the bad area there. I jumped off the freeway here in Hendersonville, so maybe it's getting a little bit better. Go ahead, Tom. I just got time maybe for one more. I got to make a quick stop here and drop off an envelope at the insurance company here. So I may not be back in here when it comes around. But if I'm not, 7-3's to all. But I think I might have time because I'll probably not meet the red light.
Okay, Mom. Great to hear you always. And just thank God that we made it through 2020 and everybody's in one piece. And hopefully everybody's avoided the COVID. So far, so good. And, I'm just waiting for them to give me the word to get that shot, and I'm going to go get it. So I'll say 73's, Bob, and great to hear you anytime. I was just sitting there at the table eating a breadstick and drinking a cup of coffee with Bernice. And she's got stew for supper tonight, which I really love, her beef stew. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Yeah, well, I went home. I was with Gary a few ago. Helped stuff in the DMV, and boy, they put me in a two-hour list wait. And I was like, no, I don't have 2 hours. I come tomorrow morning. So I'm almost home. So 73, everybody. I catch you guys later on during the day, and we talk about later.
About keeping company with that KI-4 DOS character, you want to choose your friends, you know, really right there, Gabriel. Tell him I said that. Talk to you later, 73. Bob, you're still there. Pick it up. If not, I'm going to clear and go get me some stew. This is N0TR.